is The Riot. This is our podcast.
Happy Thursday, March 2nd, as we celebrate today our riot anniversary.
Mm-hmm. So, Nikki and I have to pick up a cake because tonight we are partying.
We get balloons and everything.
Yeah, so tonight, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, The Riot will be doing their Riot Live anniversary event show.
Very good.
Look, you guys got to hang out with us tonight, all right? 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
That'll be at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page and then Radio U Riot on our YouTube channel. You can watch either place.
The other thing that you need to do that would be a huge help to us is that if you would take some time right now, go to our Facebook page. Now, you could also tweet this at us, or you can email riot@radiou.com. But there's a thread there on Facebook where you could go ahead and post your questions, comments, or topics that you want us to do tonight on the podcast, on the anniversary event.
A lot of times people have questions if they ever have a chance to meet us, or, you know, since we've done the show for quite a while now, if there's anything they've ever wanted to know, so post the questions there. Again, Radio U Riot, or email us riot@radiou.com, but it must be in before the show.
Today in the podcast, we give our kind of review of the Nintendo Switch. There's still some, like, day one download stuff out there, but this is the coverage we're doing here. We've got you and Papa John's, the Oculus Rift now on sale. Yeah, what a discount.
What? Not like it's now just on sale, but it's on. There's a sale price.
They finally brought the price down, and it's very affordable. McDonald's delivery and stuff like that.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You guys enjoy the podcast, and you know what? If you want to, our review of The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, that is not in this podcast, but it's in the Riot Control podcast, and you can also find that at riot.radiou.com.
Let's just go take a nap now.
I'm so tired, okay. And it looks like, yeah, it's 12 hours from now that we'll be live. So
we get to do another show, and then...
Friday
morning. Tomorrow we'll do another show as well.
It's going to be great.
We love our Riot Live shows. It's another way for us to be able to interact with you that we normally don't have a chance for you to be able to watch what we're doing. So we're looking forward to it.
We should really figure out how to take the Friday after off, though.
Everybody always asks or assume we're going to, but we'll be here tomorrow.
It is The Riot.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
McDonald's will be delivering starting at lunchtime.
I heard that this is part of the future of McDonald's. So delivery for McDonald's is nothing new. It's just probably not in your city.
Right.
It's mostly a more outside of the United States or larger areas that they offer. But in some countries, delivery for McDonald's is perfectly normal.
Well, do you know what it is? Not normal here in the United States. Mm-hmm. How many people do you think would use McDonald's delivery?
Really depends on where you're at. If you're in an urban setting, maybe. But you'd have to... McDonald's has always tried to make it so easy to get to here for us. So that's our version of, like, well, going through the drive-thrus as fast as you can go.
Right.
But yet you don't realize that you could have it delivered. And I know there's other third-party sites that have been doing delivery for different restaurants for quite some time,
but this is from McDonald's. Yeah. They are going to be doing delivery.
So I think once we kind of got into it, more people would you'd realize how nice it'd be.
I just feel like this is one more thing that they talk about, like, the growing obesity epidemic. They'll be like, and do you remember in 17 when McDonald's started delivering?
Yes, it'd be much more convenient.
It's going to be one of those things that they look back on as a hallmark, a bedrock, a shining star in the war of people getting fatter, where it's just like, and that's when we lost the war on obesity.
Like, for us, we're always in the studio in the morning. What if you missed breakfast?
I know.
You had it delivered.
It's the first thing I thought was, like, dude, this would bring with it the knowledge that if I got to work and I didn't have food, that's fine. I'll just have McDonald's bring it to me.
But they announced some of the details on their upcoming focuses for McDonald's to help make sure that they can bring in as much money as possible.
Oh, yeah.
So delivery was one of them.
Mm.
The other was their app, which would be more
Your app is trash.
Which would be more of being able to, yes, pay for your food ahead of time with the app and then going and picking it up. Like, you could do it a lot of places.
Yeah, but I mean, like, with the McDonald's, I will say that's one place where I'm not worried about it being faster for the most part. Because it's just like, look, you guys just... It's all just sitting in there under a light anyway. It's prepared fresh. No, it's not. Stop it. You didn't kill the chicken and make my McNuggets right there on the spot. So, okay. Well, there's that. This is the most interesting to me statistic that came out of this. They said that in their five largest markets, that's in countries, mind you, the United States, France, Great Britain, Germany, and Canada. Those five countries.
Yeah.
75% of the population of those countries reside within 3 miles of a McDonald's.
Wow.
75% of the people are 3 miles from a McDonald's.
So that's why they know that delivery and stuff would be a good option for them.
That's in
the window.
Everywhere I go on a regular basis, I know I'm within 3 miles of McDonald's. I am here. I am at home. That's everywhere. I mean, you know, maybe there's a couple.
That's the location.
But I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
McDonald's. The real thing, a tough thing for me is going to be, Nikki, like right now, I would kill for some French fries.
And you could have it delivered.
Yeah. And I don't have to kill. I just have to pay a delivery fee. Oh, my gosh.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them. It actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the riot on Radio U.
Yesterday, you may recall someone in this room, and it was Nikki.
well, there's only two of us right now, so it's going to be me then.
Who was very, very excited about the opportunity that SpaceX could be giving her to go to the moon.
No, I was not. I don't want to go to the moon, even in a privately funded thing. No, I do not want to.
But it's not like Mars, Nikki.
I know. I don't want to go into space. Never had that interest or like, oh, I love it. No, never cared about it.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying there. But
in fact,
it
would be very uncomfortable if I had to go to space out of both of us.
I'm excited about your trip to space. It's going to be huge. So it's that or the goat farm. You make the call.
I'm going with the goat farm. I am good with it. Staying here.
Did everybody hear what Nikki said? And I quote, I'm going with the goat farm. I'm good with it.
Fine.
All right. So we got her out, guys. It's working. So there was an article yesterday that I was looking at of some of the things that you will suffer while you're in space. Because it's not easy up there, Nikki.
It's not easy on your body like you think.
Yeah. They say that motion sickness is it's a big one.
See, I do better if I drive the car. So I'm afraid if I went up into space and I wasn't the driver of the rocket, like, I can't make it.
So you're like, you have to be in the driver's seat?
Normally. Otherwise, I can get like a massive, like, nauseating headache.
Well, guess what? It's coming.
It's coming. Because I'm going to get one.
Even in the driver's seat, you're just pretending. You're going to be like, how come it's all black out the windows? I can't see anything.
Well, yeah, they tell you to look out the windows, and I'm like, I'm looking, but you still want to just hurl.
There's nothing but endless darkness. What does it mean?
That'd scare me more.
All right, so there's that. Claustrophobic freakouts. They say that some astronauts, when they do finally get into space, it's just like,
you're here, and you just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'd have to... You'd have to bring something to take your mind off of it.
Well, you'd have to have a centering moment. That's what I think. And then when you realize you're in the center of a tin can that's headed towards complete, you know, it's fine, though. I don't think it's
I get upset and I'm here. Don't move on.
I don't think it's anything to worry about. They say a puffy face and thinner legs because the bodily fluids spread out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. A disturbed sleep cycle, and they say heavy...
I'm not sleeping.
Heavy jet lag on home soil. Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times I'll say, like, well, I flew three time zones. I'm exhausted. You're like, I went to the moon. I got some...
Exhausted.
I really don't know what day it is. But they say you set your clock to the time zone that you're going to. And it helps you make the adjustment.
Sure.
Elevated cancer risk from exposure to radiation. That is I would call that a minor concern. They have that mostly taken care of. And then a profuse need to urinate.
Yes.
I assume that's in space, or is that when you get home?
Probably a little bit of both from nerves. You're just nervous. Yeah. And when you get home, you're just nervous that you got home.
Yeah.
So you're scared it'll happen. Scared you're going back up.
I can't remember which one of the astronauts it was, but like before the launch, he was like, guys, this is happening. Like, I'm going to... And so they turned off all the electrical equipment because they were afraid it would short out.
Uh-huh.
And, you know...
He just went number one?
Yes, in his spacesuit. And then they gave a little time, then they turned the electric stuff back on.
Back on when he was ready.
Can't remember which guy that was, but yeah. So those are all things you're going to be facing, Nikki.
Facing and, if you go to space.
Yeah, and I want a camera in there to see the...
Oh, I don't want...
The motion sickness that then turns into the claustrophobic moment.
I would have a complete shutdown. A complete shutdown.
I mean, I don't want to see you suffer, but I actually do want to see this, so
would,
I guess I do want
like,
to see
they'd be like, she
that.
Won't talk to us because I just broke down and I just will sit there and not talk.
And they're like, Nikki.
We know you're there.
There's a wing buffet on
sweetie,
the moon.
Sweetie.
Are you there, honey?
It's like, come on.
We just need to...
We're almost there. You're almost done with going to space.
Like, you know what? You're only going to have to be up there for a few more months. So...
If we get you down.
Once that's done.
If you want to go to space, that's great. Keep that in your heart and you go take my spot whenever it's open.
Nikki's willing to give up her place.
I'm not going.
I appreciate that about you. And I'm not just saying that, I really do. Like your willingness to share with others.
To not go.
Wow.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
The Switch has been a big, highly anticipated thing, but there's one other gaming thing that Obadiah has been looking for, as he refers to himself in the third person, over the last couple years, and that has been dem virtual reality goggles.
Sure.
The Oculus Rift.
You had a developer kit for the Oculus Rift, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
you sold.
You know. Well, Nikki, I got big news.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Last night, even. They announced...
Oh, it's not like you got it. Okay.
No.
I'll put the drums away.
It's fine. I really appreciate you getting them out, though.
No, well, I always try to have them ready.
They announced a price cut.
Yes.
Which is something that we've kind of been waiting for. Now, here's what I love. There's a $200 price cut.
It's so expensive to even offer a $200. Like, that should be the price.
I know.
It's crazy.
That's what I love is like, now that they've cut $200 off.
Yeah. Like, wait, what was it to begin with?
$599.
That's so expensive. That is so expensive.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Virtual reality, that is terribly expensive.
$599.
It's
actually
$598. That's the sale price now.
But you get the controllers with it?
Doesn't matter. That's too much money.
Oh, come on.
Yes, it is.
No.
You still need all the other stuff. It's too much money.
No, Nikki.
I hate to go pull, like, be all mom on you, but that's a lot of money.
No, come on. It's $200 off.
That I know that's a sale, but that's crazy.
So what I really need to do is I need to be presenting it like it's $200 off.
So that way I still think it's just $200.
You're like, oh, really?
Well,
that's
you gotta
great.
Go get
you should
it.
Go get it right now.
So
it's $200 off.
Now, if it was something I cared about, I would justify it, but.
Well, you know, like.
I am aware of that.
It's nice. It's not that. Come on. It's not that bad. I mean, only $200 off. So. I'm excited about it.
Good. Are you going to get one now?
No.
Well, yeah, if you are, you legitimately need to start raising the money now. So, like, I know a lot of times we get another job at Christmas, you know, to
help,
make to
make
help
ends
cover
meet,
us
cover,
at the
yeah,
end of
sure,
the year. But
sure.
You're talking like you got to get a side job for whenever
two
these things
jobs.
Pop up.
It's like I get done with the Riot, I go do my other job, and then I go to my other job, and then my other job on my way back to the
like,
one job.
Well, what are you trying to do? Pay your debt down or save up for something? And then you tell them, no, it's for virtual reality.
I want this virtual reality headset because this is all so sad. I need to escape.
Which you're sad because you're working so much because you're trying to raise the money to buy all the stuff.
So what you're saying is that if we would reject materialism
and happy with
embrace
it?
Contentedness, yes. We would need all that extra money.
And it wouldn't matter to you that they had $200 off on them.
$200 off. You have to say it.
Like that.
Just right.
Well, I don't want to ever shut down your dreams. Okay, we're a team here.
I know.
But that's a lot of money.
Okay.
For even being off.
You're the one that's spending all that money going to the moon. I just want to stay home.
I'm not going to the moon. And if I did, it'd be it's because Nikki's going to the moon. It'd be a deal, and I'm not paying.
I would be like, you know what? Nikki's going to the moon. I can't even get these goggles.
Yes.
I'm getting them.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
You have a person in your life that texts you too much. It just needs to stop. Like, it's time for them to stop.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you could do? You could sue them. That's what a man is doing to Papa John's.
I think this is different, though, because Papa John's is a business.
Nikki, Papa...
is a person.
Has been doing a little too much. I mean, and you know, here's the thing with all that Papa priority money that they've got floating around now. It seems like they might be due for a little suing.
Well, when I saw this article, there is one store that I one time signed up for their text message, like coupons and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They sent so many that within like 3 days, I removed myself from it.
You texted stop.
But every time you go in, they're like, oh, would you like, well, you're not receiving our text messages, are you? And I feel the need to tell them, no, because you send too many. It was too annoying, even for those couple of days.
You guys, it's your fault.
It's your fault that I'm not in this group anymore.
Like, you did this. I didn't want to. I wanted to be in it.
I tried.
I wanted to be a part of it.
I wanted the coupons, but I can't stand it.
I wanted it, but...
So I feel a little compassion towards this guy if they're really sending that many.
You did this. Don't look at me like that. We can't. You know what? He is suing Papa John's. Here's what he says. He says that in 2016, he got his first text and he said, you know what? No, I'm done. And he texted stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't stop. And so he texted stop over and over again.
Which
and
normally will remove you from the list.
Yeah, I kept sending them. And so he says that these text messages that he kept getting gave him anxiety. And that anxiety obviously interfered with his day-to-day life. And so he is suing them, saying that Papa John's violated the 1991 Telephone Consumer Protection Act. And he wants $500 for every text message that he sent him after the first time that he texted stop.
So how much is he asking for then?
I don't have the amount of money that he wants.
I feel like that would be if you're on a diet and you're trying to not eat pizza.
They keep texting you
about
pizza. And
then you turn around and your phone's like possessed by this pizza.
Hey, Bob, you want some pizza?
That would be annoying.
Pizza!
And if you couldn't get off the list.
That right there would, that's the part that would drive me insane. It's like, look, I texted stop.
You're doing what you're supposed to do, but it's just not working.
I just keep going and going. But see, I mean, I wouldn't have sued. I would have been down there in their face, and I probably would have gotten a free pizza out of it. That would have been the end of it.
Well, now he will get free pizza out of it if he wins.
Well,
it's just in money form.
$500 for each text message. And just like you said, Nikki, you know they abuse the crap out of that. They're just like over and
over. Yeah, we'll stop. Sure.
They be sending them.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And The Riot. Obviously. Radio U.
I've got to ask you a semi-serious question. How many hearts did you get on your last selfie?
Ooh, did people really like it?
Real talk. Now, there are two things that we could say here. One is, tomorrow for Radio U Shirt Day, I can guarantee you some more hearts.
Get ready for... At least if you tag Radio U, I mean, we'll love it. We'll like it.
But I know how it is. You're haunted by the all-time high of April of 16. You know, I don't know what it was. Was it the lighting? Was it the filter?
Was it the angle?
I don't know, but never... has there been more hearts than that fateful April snap of 2016? You just can't get past it. And look, I know how it is. You keep taking those pictures. You're trying to get there.
You want to recreate the magic with it?
But at the same time, you've got to innovate on the magic so it doesn't look like you're just doing that picture
again.
Sure,
absolutely.
I totally get that. And look, I understand the love for getting a heart, getting a like, because let's face it, we all want to be loved. Something inside us is just like, I think I'm pretty. Can you tell me it's true?
We want to be loved and we want our pictures to be loved as well.
It's very, very normal. But here's something I want you to think about. With a selfie, what are you really trying to do? You're trying to hide all your imperfections. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. That's what we're doing. Filters wouldn't exist if we weren't on some level trying to hide a little something or enhance a little something or whatever. We're trying to look the best we possibly can. But here's something I want you to understand, that as many people as like your selfie, do they like yourself?
Uh-oh.
Do they like the person?
We're getting deep with that.
That's hiding under Clarendon or whatever one that you decide to choose. Do they? Because here's something we've got to get a hold of this, is that God sees yourself. He actually can see past the selfie, all right, through the filter and around to all the imperfections. God has seen it all, okay? But here's the amazing thing, and this is what I love, is that God gives a heart, and he gives it to yourself. Not your selfie, which is nice, we all know, but God sees you for who you are, everything about you, and he's still clicking the heart. And let's be honest, a lot of people wouldn't click that heart if they saw all the parts, okay? The ones you're hiding, the ones you don't want anybody to know about. If they saw the real you, the hearts might not be as high. But the most important heart you're going to get is from God. He loves you. He's seen everything. And whether you manage to hit the all-time high of April 16 again, or you're always chased by its memory, it doesn't matter, because God loves yourself, who you really are. And man, when you get a hold of that, I will tell you that life takes on a different look, almost like there's a filter, and those hearts might not mean as much to you as they used to. Look, if you want to know what real love is, say, Jesus, I want that in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. And you know what? Obadiah says that you love me. I want to know what that's all about. And that is a great place to start, because believe me, God definitely hearts you. Real talk.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure. We have lots of those. Here's another one.
Nikki, have you heard about Bobby Murphy?
Bobby Murphy, no.
Did you hear about Bobby?
What happened to Bobby?
Well, Bobby, he done finally did it. He won the lotto. So he got big plans now, Bobby.
How much did he get?
$1 million.
Okay.
Means he gets to keep about $600,000 of it,
maybe. I was going to say, was this before taxes or after?
And that would be, let's see.
$1 million before?
He had the choice of taking a $1 million annuity that has 20 payments of $50,000 a year, or a lump sum of $600,000.
Sure.
He took the lump sum, and after federal and state taxes, he received $417,000.
That went a long way from $1 million, right?
Sure did.
I think maybe I would like the so much money every year.
Okay, well, doing that math, though, like, you would probably end up getting about $35,000 a year.
Yeah, that would work.
$35,000. That would be...
That'd be nice. That'd be wonderful.
Actually, that'd be a stipend. You could do almost anything you wanted, because as long as you were careful with it, you could live on that for sure.
You absolutely could.
You could absolutely live on
that. Now, the problem is sometimes...
Because that's an after-tax number.
That is. The problem is sometimes when someone wins a lotto, they go whole hog. They go all in.
Yep.
People start
hillbilly rich, they say.
That's the term, hillbilly rich. But people go after them to borrow money, be given money. So it's very hard to make sure you can live on that money for that year.
Yeah. No, I mean, you could totally, like, that's plenty of money to live on as long as you lived correctly.
And it was just you living and not like your all your relatives.
Man, that would be awesome. I'd just go to grad school. Like, not even a question. I would just go to grad school. That'd be it. Because you wouldn't have to work.
Yeah.
You go to grad school and not work. That would be amazing.
Or you could just work for fun. It's a few hours here and there.
I could still do the Riot, go to grad school. That's what I want to do. I want to do the Riot
and
go to grad school.
Stuff, yeah.
I just figured it out. That's what I want.
Well, we'll talk more about that during our anniversary show later today.
Okay. So, let's see. What do you think, the whole point of this, can we get to the point? What do you think old Bobby did with his money?
Well, I bet it's not something very, very good. I'm going to think negative first, and
that's
just me.
I hate that you immediately go negative, that we have that problem all over our relationship, and here it is coming
up again.
Here it is
again.
Coming up again.
Reared his ugly head.
Yeah. Bobby bought a house, which, you know what, that's a pretty good investment, and this is where I feel like it ties in for what you should be thinking about. And that is that he bought a house so that he would have enough room for his goats.
Oh, here it is. We've gone full circle with
that. Wait, though. His fiance's goats.
Yeah. Oh, because she runs a goat farm?
Boom.
Oh my gosh, it's me. I'm marrying Bobby.
Nikki's going to marry Bobby Murphy.
I'm going to have a goat farm and he won the lottery. That's my life right there. Where are we living? What state
North,
was
North
this?
North Carolina.
I'm in North Carolina.
The rolling hills of North Carolina.
Beautiful area.
Absolutely.
Beautiful country.
Fantastic.
Just wonderful.
Do you see it, Nikki?
That could be me. That could be my life.
This becomes example number three.
Why should I be a goat farmer?
Why you should and how you could
be a
goat farmer.
I guess it's the farmer part. I don't know what I would do with the goats. I think more of like a sanctuary or a home for goats. But I don't know how I can make money off of them and be a farmer.
Well, see, Nikki, you just asked the first important question. About being a goat farmer.
Like, how can that be my career for the rest of my life? Do you rent them out to mow lawns, or what else do you do?
We're going to go to a seminar down by the airstrip, and they're going to explain to us how we can monetize our baby goats.
I actually don't think this one is going to be near the airstrip. It might be near, like, the tractor store.
Okay. The quality farm and fleet.
I see it like, yes, in a more farm-like setting.
I think that I'm going to get you together with Bobby Murphy's fiance, and the two of you are going to become, I believe the words are, fast friends.
Can someone bring me a baby goat just to see?
A starter goat.
I don't want to keep them. I just want to see them.
I'll tell you what, when you see them, you're going to want to keep them.
I bet they're cute.
You say you don't want to keep them, but when you get that baby goat, you're going to be like, oh, this is my baby. talk to mommy, baby goat.
Make me money.
Teach me your ways. We're going to be very happy together.
Oh, I can't wait.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
We haven't really talked about the Switch itself. And that comes out tomorrow. If you don't have one pre-ordered, you're not getting one, so forget it.
Allegedly.
Well, you know what? I've talked to a lot of people that are making plans to wait in line to go grab themselves one of them Nintendo Switches. I don't know. You know what? If you want to know the truth, that's the thing I'm the most curious about to see. Because if you go back, I've lived through two Nintendo launches, the Wii and the Wii U. And they had, like, with the Wii, it was like 3 years and people are still lining up at midnight to buy one.
But with the Wii U, it was much more like, here you go, you can have them.
Well, it was interesting because with the Wii U, here's what was funny is that, you know, Nintendo has their PR agency and stuff, and they just kept making it sound like they were impossible to get and they were everywhere. Now, of course, like launch day.
Yeah.
They were gone.
And it depends on what area you're at and that what store
also,
you're
yes,
going
absolutely.
To. Like, there's all these variables with it.
Right. So with the Wii U, like the launch day, like everything was gone. But within a week, they were restocked.
Yeah.
Like they were everywhere. And so I'm really curious to see, because of course the people that really want one, they're making a big splash about it and talking about it a lot and all that stuff. And that'll sell out your launch stuff. But you got to get everybody else to come back and buy.
Sure.
If you want that next round of them to sell.
Even for launch stuff, if you didn't pre-order and you want one, but you don't want to wait at a store like overnight or something, mm-hmm. or till midnight, then you have to ask yourself, you have to roll the dice. Will there just be plenty of them next week when the next
exactly
shipment
that.
Rolls around?
Exactly
so like,
that.
Do you just wait a week?
And I don't know.
I'm the person who likes it, like, right then and there. Like, if it's a hot item.
You want it now.
I want it now.
I get that,
and I
too.
Would even
like,
have
totally
a hard time waiting
that.
Till next week. Like,
I
if
totally
you really, truly want it.
You
want
to be in on the wave of hype.
Yes.
Like, you want to be part of the zeitgeist.
Yes.
Like, I completely get that. I'm the same way. Nikki and I have similar syndromes and or problems that are probably diagnosable.
Yes, they are. So we'll do a riot control for you in just a bit for this hour if you want to learn more. Are you just going to do the Switch or you want to cover anything on Zelda?
Well, I'll tell you what, Nikki. What do you want to do? Do you want to do a mini Zelda review and save the Switch for tomorrow? Or do you want to talk Switch today? Like, what are you feeling? I want you to dig deep down.
Deep down? I don't know. Give me a couple minutes. I'll think about it.
Okay.
We've got a long review.
Yes, we do.
Of the new Zelda game, and that is up through riot.radio.com.
Uncut!
That's a long review. But, yeah, maybe we'll talk about the Switch first.
Okay. Well, I got notes for both. So if you want me
notes for days.
days.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Word of me.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Riot Control.
Riot Control on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
So last week, Nintendo sent us the Switch.
Have you seen Obi's unboxing video?
You can see that at riot.radiou.com.
You can watch the unboxing there.
It's also on our Facebook and YouTube channels. So I've been with this thing for about a week and a half. It comes out tomorrow. Best of luck if you're on your way to get one. Now, the only game we've had to test it with, the only game, is Zelda Breath of the Wild. And there's a day one patch that's coming tomorrow. And so there's a lot of functionality and different things that do not yet exist that are going to show up in the eventual console. So I'm not going to talk about all of that. But let's talk about its absolute best feature. Like its best feature. Its portability. So you've got a dock. You set it down on the dock, you're playing on the TV, which is the best way to play it, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But the amazing thing was, there were so many times over the last week and a half where I had to go somewhere, but I also knew I was going to end up having like a half an hour where I had to just sit there. Well, I just picked it up and brought it with me. And I mean, literally like hit pause and walked over, picked it up, and carried it out with
People
me.
People seeing him are like, excuse me, what?
It was...
It's like, why do you have that?
I mean, for all the videos they've shown of people doing that,
yeah.
It does it. It works, and it works well. And then I get home, set it down on the dock, and
it charges.
Boom,
and
you're ready to go.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Battery power playing Zelda. They say 3 hours. I was running 2 to 2.5, but I never got it all the way down to empty. So I couldn't tell you exactly how long that it would last. But how awesome is it to be sitting somewhere and you're not playing like Zelda the portable game. You're not playing Zelda the Match 3 Candy Crush sequel. Like, you're playing Zelda.
Because that's what they have game. To they have to try to get people, because we all have our games and we normally just use our phone.
Yeah.
So for most of us, that's just great. That's yeah. good enough. But for the Switch, is it worth it to carry another thing around with you?
I don't know if I can answer that question, but I'll tell you, being in the middle of Zelda and knowing that, hey, I could take this with me, I liked that game so much that it was worth carrying it, even if I was only going to play for like another 20 minutes. Like, I was still totally on board. The screen's fine. Like, it's not super impressive, but at the same time, I didn't find it to be disappointing. It was just serviceable. But I preferred playing it on a TV for sure. It's not that heavy. It's not that light. It feels like something of substance, but my arms weren't tired after I used it. Now, the Joy-Cons are the controllers that slide onto the side of it. And this is the place where it's like...
For the Nintendo Switch.
Because the Joy-Cons are cool. And they do. They slide right on. And the thing is, when you're playing with this thing in tablet mode, which is what you do when you carry it around, you will feel like those Joy-Cons are great. Like, they're just fine. And I will say, putting it on the Joy-Con dock and using it at home, it felt okay. But, Nikki, here's the thing. Do my hands look big to you?
You have normal size.
I like my head. Yeah. They seem like a pretty normal size.
They're perfectly fine.
And it played fine. But I got to tell you, when the game started to get intense...
It's too much.
Man, them little sticks just weren't quite cutting it for me.
It's like in reverse when you have a tablet and you try to play certain games on it and the tablet maybe is too big. Like,
yeah.
your hands are used to playing a game with buttons and everything reachable. And if it's too small or too big, you can't play the same.
It's just a little too small. I mean, they work, don't get me wrong. And they have HD Rumble, which they say is amazing, but we have not played 1-2 Switch, so I don't really know exactly what that feels like. But they say that it's very cool.
So this has led you to want the bigger...
Oh, I want a pro controller bad.
Bigger controller,
yeah.
And it works the same way? It still just goes on the side of the Switch?
The pro controller,
or this is an actual controller?
It's basically, think of an Xbox or a PlayStation controller.
Okay, gotcha.
It's Nintendo's version of that for the Switch. And you could take it with you if you wanted to, but it does not attach to the Switch in any way. It just, connects. The other thing about it that I thought was a little rough was the kickstand. I'm just going to call it terrible. Like, it just is. Like, it feels flimsy, and the angle that it connects at, when you're looking down at it, you're like, oh, I mean, it looks like if you breathed on it too heavy, the thing would fall over. And that is also the cover for the micro SD card. It only has 32 gig built in. If you want more space, and you're probably going to want more space, then that's something that you need to think about. So we're talking about the Nintendo Switch. I think the big question becomes like, hey, Odiah, do you think that I should run out and buy this thing at launch? And I think that answer is complicated. Zelda is getting perfect scores from almost every game reviewer that I see.
So if you've been a fan, a lot of people are just getting this for Zelda. Though you can play it on the Wii U.
You can play it on the Wii U. I feel like if you have a Wii U, the Switch is not necessarily... Like, I feel like you could maybe hold off and you could play Zelda that way. If not, if you really want to play Zelda, this is going to be the best way to play it just because you can take it places with you. And that is probably the best part of the thing, is that not only is this game great, but like, you know, like today, I'm not going home today. I'm staying here all the way tonight until 9 o'clock when we do our live event. Well, I'm going to play some Zelda this afternoon. And I didn't have to bring a bunch of stuff. I just... pulled that thing out and put it in my bag.
You like the portability, but you prefer it.
Oh, much preferred on a TV. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. So the other thing I would say is that you're pretty much going to want a case, because that was my thing, is I'm just afraid I'm going to break the thing when I stick it in my bag. And the other thing I thought was a little odd is no Bluetooth headphone support. So here's this portable console.
That's weird.
I have Bluetooth headphones.
Sure.
It doesn't do that.
Is that ever possible or not with what's in there?
As far as I know, it's not built in. So you need to bring headphones that will plug into the jack if you want sound. And I want sound. I mean, isn't that the whole thing? I'll take some sound.
Don't want to talk to the riots? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
So, Nikki, I want to know, how badly do you want to live?
Sure.
Pretty badly?
Yes, of course.
How badly do you want something to drink?
Well,
my water bottle here.
Yes, maybe not enough to kill you for it, but I would like a drink.
How about this? You're driving home. It's Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You get in a car crash. You're in the ravine. It's Thursday. Nobody's come.
Oh, man, that'd be the worst.
It's Friday. Nobody's here.
And you have to drink the ravine water?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I could totally do that.
Yeah.
You mean, number one.
You need to drink your own personal rinse to survive.
I don't know about that.
How bad do you want to live,
Nikki?
How bad am I injured? I don't know.
Oh. That's no good. I would keep it private if I had to. Like, I wouldn't share that as my rescue story.
Oh, he tells them.
I wouldn't. I would just keep it quiet.
He was stuck in the car because of where he landed. There were basically bushes, trees, whatever, keeping him from getting the doors open.
Yeah.
He had no cell phone, no blankets, no water.
How'd someone find him then? Just driving by? Or
let's see. Nick Hoffman, who was out walking his dog, said that he found his car. He found his car and called out to him. And the guy in the car thought he was dying. He was like, well, this is it. I'm finally lost it. I'm out.
He's hearing things.
And that was not it. It was the guy who had found him.
That's a miracle that they found him.
It really, really is. But it just made me wonder. I immediately jumped to you stuck in a car.
You want to know the real truth?
Tell me.
If I had to drink pee, I'd probably throw up right after I drank pee, which would defeat the whole purpose of hydrating myself. So I wouldn't know what to do. And then you have to wait till you have to pee again, but you're not drinking water. So
and we all know you're not drinking the throw up. So that's
I'm not
out.
Drinking that.
That's out.
And then when you get nervous, then you don't have, like, if you need to go to the bathroom, that's
then
when you
can't.
So I would just be a mess.
Plus, Nikki is one of the few people I know. She claims to have been able to hold it all the way while driving on an 18-hour drive.
Not 18 hours. It's more like 6 hours.
I've never been on an
18-hour drive.
Are you sure?
Never been on an 18-hour drive.
Okay. All right, then. All right. So
now
6 hours.
Now, maybe if you were thinking two drives at, you know, like 9 hours apiece, well, yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. I think a lot about that one gas station we stopped at.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Where that was one of those things where it was just like...
I had to go, but man, it was rough. It was very rough.
Now, Nikki, Eric just texted me and said that she'd be okay in your car, in his car, if you ended up in a car crash. Why would you be okay in his car?
Because I could get out the roof, maybe?
He says he keeps plenty to drink in there.
I'd have only energy drinks. I'd be dead from a heart attack. Allegedly, not like that's, you know, causing it. But
that energy drink would give you the strength you need to kick those doors open.
His type of car is hilarious. You open up anything and out pops a rock star. Like, any sort of little pocket thing, back seat, under the seats, all that stuff. He's got them everywhere.
You know what, Nikki? I think that this story shows us that Eric is actually lighting a way for us. He's preparing a path.
Well, if
so that doesn't happen to us.
If you drive a lot, though, it's good to keep a kit and then keep water within reach if you're stuck in your seat.
Yeah, I used to keep a thing of water in my car all the time.
I drank it.
Yeah, I replaced it, and then one day I didn't. I need to get back to it.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no, I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Gustavito with his big fat
beady eyes
shaking his all around telling people, we'll show him.